Merhaba arkadaşlar, benim ismim Zach. Bugün birlikte present perfect tense çalışacağız. We use present perfect tense to talk about an action or state that started at an unspecified time in the past and continues to now. We form the present perfect tense by using have or has and the past participle. You may also know this as verb 3. Let's start with an example. I have lost my keys. This means at some time in the past, I lost my keys. And still, I don't have them. Let's try another one. She has gone out to lunch. This sentence means that sometime in the past, she left for lunch and she has not come back. She is still there. Let's try one more. I haven't seen that movie. This sentence means that from the time the movie was released to the present time, I didn't watch it. We can use present perfect to talk about experiences at an unspecified time in the past. For example, I have been to France. She has played in 6 movies. We have donated money to charity. In these sentences, we are talking about an action that finished in the past without any connection to time. Let me give you a tip. Remember that we can't use a specific time in present perfect. For example, I have eaten breakfast this morning. This morning is finished, so we can't use it in the present perfect tense. I have taken a shower at 9 a.m. Again, 9 a.m. is finished, so we can't use it in present perfect tense. Now, if the time period isn't finished, we can use it in present perfect tense. For example, I have eaten breakfast today. Today hasn't finished, so we can use it in present perfect. Let's try a negative example. I haven't been ill this month. This month isn't finished, so we can use it in present perfect. One more. I haven't taken a holiday this year. Again, this year isn't finished, so we can use it in present perfect tense. We also use some time expressions in present perfect, such as already, yet, ever and never, just. We use already to talk about an action that finished in the past. For example, I have already done my homework. In this sentence, the time you finished your homework is not important, just that you did it already. We use just to talk about an action that finished a short time in the past. For example, I have just finished my breakfast. So let's say breakfast was 20 minutes ago. If you're talking about something that you didn't do, you can use never. I have never been to Italy. If you want to ask about other people's experiences, you can use ever. Have you ever ridden a horse? Now, for negative sentences, unfinished actions, we use yet. I haven't graduated yet. This means I started school, I'm going to school, but I haven't graduated. Another important thing to remember in present perfect tense is the difference between be and go, or been and gone. Let's take a look at two examples. In the first example, she has been to France means she went to France, but she came back. The second sentence, she has gone to France, this means she went to France and is still there. So again, she has been to France means she went to France, but she came back. Whereas, she has gone to France means she went to France and is still there. In present perfect tense, we use for and since to talk about time. Now, this is not really a specific time, but a time period. For. I have lived in Istanbul for 7 years. This means that 7 years ago, I came to Istanbul, and now I still live in Istanbul. With since, we used since to talk about the time an action began. I have lived here since 2013. So this means in 2013, I started living here and it continues now. I still live here in Istanbul. Let's try some negative examples. I haven't slept for 2 days. I haven't talked to her since Tuesday. Remember, we use for a period of time and since for the time something started. I hope this helps you to understand the different ways we can use present perfect. If you'd like to learn how to use present continuous, click the box in the corner. Here are a few tips to remember for listening practice. A lot of native speakers shorten the present perfect tense. For example, I have, I've. We have, we've. They have, they've. He has, he's. She has, she's. For example, we've waited for an hour. She's gone out to lunch. They've already left. Next tip, don't use specific times with present perfect tense. For example, 3 days ago, at 5 p.m., last week, last month. These are all specific times and are used with past simple. If the time isn't finished, right, like today, this month, this year, it is okay to use with present perfect tense. Before we wrap it up, how about I ask you some questions about today's topic? Have you been abroad? Where have you been? What have you learned today? How many tutors have you spoken to?